Hello?
Hey, boss. Could we, talk about my mentor?
Mr. Anderson?
Yeah?
Yeah, sure. Let's go down and see him.
Thanks. Here's the problem here. It seems to me that Mr. Anderson, my mentor, is, dead.
No. He's calculating. You know how engineers get when they're calculating. The rest of the world is completely blocked out.
Look, boss, I think I know a dead mentor when I see one. And I'm looking at one right now.
No. He's not dead. He's calculating. Amazing engineer, that Mr. Anderson. He's never made a mistake.
His mistake record doesn't enter into it. He's dead.
He's just absorbed in his calculating.
Okay, then. If he's calculating, how come I don't see any calculations being done on this computer?
He's waiting for some software to download. Look, there's a light that just went on.
No, that wasn't. That was you moving his mouse.
I never.
Yes, you did.
Are you calling me, your boss, a liar?
Okay, boss. All right. Let's do a little beta testing here, okay? Hello, Mr. Anderson. This is your 9 o'clock wake-up call. Now that's what I call a dead mentor.
No. He's stunned.
Stunned?
Yeah, I mean, anybody would be stunned if you just bang on his desk like that. And he was just trying to finish a download. You know, engineers are very intense and they're most likely introverts, and they can stun really easily.
Look now, boss. I've had enough of this. My mentor, Mr. Anderson, is definitely deceased. And when you assigned him to me, you assured me that his total lack of movement was due to him being absorbed in his work and natural shyness.
Well, he's, probably pondering the underlying math.
Pondering the underlying math? What kind of talk is this? Look, why he hasn't moved or said a word since you assigned him to me. He just keeps his head leaning toward the computer screen.
Great engineers prefer to keep their nose to the grindstone. Great engineer, that Mr. Anderson. You could learn a lot from him. He's never made a mistake.
Look. I took the liberty of examining my mentor, Mr. Anderson, and I noticed the only reason he even sits up in his chair is because there's a metal rod inside his shirt screwed into the seat.
Well, of course there's a metal rod in his shirt, because if we don't keep him sitting straight and in place, he's liable to get all excited about his amazing calculation, and then, boom!
Boom? Boom? I'm sorry, ma'am. This engineer wouldn't boom if you put 4 million volts through him. He's bloody demised.
No. He's calculating.
He's not calculating. He's passed on. The mentor is no more. He has ceased to be. He's not shied away. He's died away. He's expired and gone to the great equation in the sky. He's gone to meet the ultimate designer. He's stiff. He's an unsolvable equation. He's pushing up daisies, not downloading software. His calculating processes are history. He's off his seat. He's exceeded his safety factor. He's made his last revision. He's joined the choir of nerds invisible. This is an ex-engineer. He's an ex-mentor.
Well, I guess I better assign you a new one then. But seems we're all out of qualified engineers just now.
Oh, yeah. I see. I get the picture.
I've got an accountant.
An accountant? An accountant? Does he even talk?
Not really.
Well, then he's hardly a bloody replacement mentor, is he?
Now, let's get creative here. I have a Norwegian blue. Beautiful plumage.
It's a parrot! Does he talk?
I think so.
Well, he's got some beautiful plumage. I guess that's a start.